A special guest joins me from Hallock, Minnesota, way up in Kitson County. His name is Bo Bakken. Good afternoon, Bo. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
You are a native son. And if I can ask, in your younger years, when you were first interested in artwork, what drew you to art?
My dad has been an artist, I suppose, just trying to mimic his artwork as a kid.
And what did he do?
He did wildlife, and he still does. Back then, did pencil drawings. Today, he does acrylic painting. And a little bit of nature, and a little bit of different things here and there, but wildlife has been his bread and butter.
Nature. I imagine growing up in Hallock in rural Kitson County, that was a huge factor for him and you.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Lots of choices in wildlife. So he was a mentor of yours. Anybody else influence you in your younger years?
Like I've told other people, my art teacher throughout all of school was Kay Rosengren, and she's been a great teacher over the years and an influence on me for sure.
Okay, some big questions. Why do you like what you do? That's a huge question. Why do you like art?
I've always been fairly shy, and being able to create art is a way to express myself, and I'm sure I'm not the first one that said that, but it really is a way to share what I like and who I am through that.
I have a son. He is an artist, and he's very reluctant to identify himself that way, but he's very good at what he does. He's the kind of a guy, you can't tell him what to draw or when to draw. Does that description fit you?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of energy and a lot needs to go into it, so I have to be in the mood. I have to, do exactly what I want to do. And it's not that I don't do commissions for other people. That is a thing where, you know, sometimes I have to do more what their interest is than my own. But I still definitely need to put myself into it, and I need to have the individual creativity into it.
Now, I've heard you create large murals as well, and you've had some of these murals displayed in area towns, including Hallock, Kennedy, and Red Lake Falls. Could you describe what you've produced in those murals?
Yeah, the first one was in Hallock here. I looked through the book, Hallock's Centennial book, with a bunch of old photos, and I found one black and white photo of a bunch of old cars and men standing by them. I think it was some kind of tour from Minneapolis to Hallock or something. They were stopping through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a photo of Main Street with all these cars and men from 1910. Being my first mural project, I was a little too nervous to go full color on a big outdoor thing like that. So that was a good way to step into a big project. But that was my first one on a very large cement block wall in Hallock.
Mm-hmm.
The other two were grants. The other two were through the Northwest Arts Council, through other cities that asked me to do them. The Kennedy one was kind of honoring what the building used to be. It used to be a dealership, a Chevy Buick dealership in Kennedy. And then Red Lake Falls was another project where I was asked to do a Chevy, I forget what year car it is, but the actual car that the painting is modeled after is across the street in the Chevy dealership there. So it was a piece of kind of their history, a piece of something they have there right in town. That one worked out well, too.
I know this is radio. We're trying to paint a picture here for our listeners, but if you can describe your preference in art and why that is so attractive for you.
My preferences are kind of all over the board. I've got a lot of history of hobbies and video games, movies, and whatever. But so I have replicated some of that over the years. Lately, I've been really interested in 50s advertising and even some of the art that was, some of the fine art that was put out in those years. I've really kind of gotten my creative juices flowing. So I've been doing a little bit to replicate that. I did another mural on the back of the pharmacy in town, which was a made-up old-style advertisement like that for that building, for that business.
A snapshot of time years ago. Now, you were named Artist of the Year 2016 by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council recently in Roseau. Tell me about that. Were you surprised to get the award?
Yeah, I was surprised, for sure.
Okay. And what does that mean for you? It has to be a great sense of accomplishment for you and give you a great deal of pleasure.
Started trying to do legitimate work that other people would buy, mm-hmm. maybe about 7 or 8 years ago, and I've been just, you know, progressing, doing more and more works, bigger works, ever since then. And, yeah, this was a stamp from someone else saying, yeah, you're on the right path. So definitely that was great to win.
You mentioned earlier that you do create work for people on commission, and if folks have an interest in contacting you and finding out more about that, what can they do?
Well, I'm old-fashioned, so I don't have a website, unfortunately. I don't even have a Facebook page.
Good for you.
But I do have an email. It's Norsky50. It's an old one. I haven't changed. It's kind of honoring my Norwegian blood. It's norske50@yahoo.com. And that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay, Norsky, norske50@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, I know you're a busy man. I am too. And I really appreciate the time for you to take to talk with us today. And congratulations once again. You are 2016 Artist of the Year.
It's great to have them fund the arts in this area. I know they've shelled out a lot of cash artists.
Yep. Nice to have that support. Well, thank you again and have a good summer.
All right. Thank you.
Bo Bakken from Hallock, Minnesota. Our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Their website, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Their contact phone number in Warren, Minnesota, area code 218-745-9111.